sometimes the mountains are high enough and the valleys are deep enough, whatever the song is.
Yeah.
Where things change in a relationship. I have several friends who've gone through divorces that have turned ugly. I have one friend who CCs me on a lot of the exchanges with her ex, partly because sometimes she worries about her safety. And I met Gina Diaz earlier this year, and I want to talk a little bit about the work that she does. You're the owner of Diaz Case Law, huh?
Yes, that's correct. Hello, Patty. How are you?
It's wonderful. I'm good. And I wanted you to meet Andrea and join our conversations
every
week.
Hello, Andrea. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Now, Andrea, did you grow up with a lot of your classmates whose parents got divorced?
You know what's okay? So here's what's interesting is that my first answer is no. Most of my friends, our parents are all still married and have long marriages. Most of my friends who got married right out of high school are now divorced.
It's different. It keeps changing.
Doesn't it? I know. In fact, I pretty much say a large percentage are divorced and either remarried or did
stayed single.
Stayed single. Exactly. But isn't that interesting? Like the shift.
Oh, I was surprised. Griffin's kindergarten class, by the time they all graduated from eighth grade, more than half the class, the parents had gotten divorced.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which I was like, okay, we are right here. The national sort of sampling of that. So when people are going to, they know that this is coming. Whoever makes the decision or if they mutually agree, what should they look for in an attorney that's going to get them through this?
Sure. I mean, definitely you need to look for an attorney that's experienced, because not all lawyers can do everything, right? Like, I can't do tax law. I'm not a tax lawyer. I can do family law. I'm a family lawyer. So you definitely want a lawyer that is versed in the area of the law. And not only that, but one that keeps up with the changes. Because in Illinois specifically, there's changes happening all the time. We just recently had a change in the Illinois Marriage and Dissolution Act a couple years ago, and there's a new one that's about to start, next year. So you definitely need a lawyer that not only keeps up to date, but that is definitely focused on this specific area of law.
And that's the thing is that people will hear an attorney talk and they always want advice from you, don't they?
Oh, they're like, definitely.
And we are encouraging folks if they want some advice, and we can't answer everything for you. We can hopefully address some of the concerns that you have and also point you in the right direction. It might be Diaz Case Law, or at least you're kind of armed with the things, with the information.
Correct.
At least how to start this path. And we have a listener who says that I'm in an affectionless, so there's no affection marriage, and I'm 51 years old. Should I get a divorce? How long will it take, and how much do lawyers charge? Wow, that's a worded
question.
That's very, I mean, it's sort of very matter of fact. Like, look, I'm 51. I'm not getting any affection from my spouse. But is that the only thing? And have you talked to them? I mean, first things first is what kind of conversation?
Well, 50s is the new, like, 40s, isn't it?
Or,
Let's
say 30s. I'm heading in that direction.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's never too late. I don't think that you should, my personal opinion, not as a lawyer, just as, a human, I don't think you should be in a relationship where you don't feel loved. First and foremost, any type of relationship, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, whether whatever it is. So that's, right there. That's kind of like a personal decision that she'll have to make on her own. But my personal opinion is, why are you still there? If there's no love, that's like the ultimate. That's the reason why people get married, right? Because, but I get it. Like, the dynamics of the family change. Mm-hmm. What I wanted when I was 20 years old is definitely not what I want now. So, like, people change, and either you grow together or you grow apart. And it sounds like in this relationship, they pretty much grew apart. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, there's anything wrong with not wanting the same things that you wanted, a couple years ago or, whenever. So definitely that's more of a personal, conversation that she's going to have with herself. But as far as how much do they cost, I mean, you have ranges,
right?
You have the lawyers that, like us that, I think we're very reasonable. We charge a very low deposit, and then we have payment plans. And then you also have lawyers that charge like a 5-10 grand deposit. So it just depends, do your homework, just like everything. Do your homework, look for a lawyer that's within your budget, be realistic about what you want. And the more you have to fight about, or, the more you have to, take away during the marriage, the more expensive it's going to get, right? So, you know, there's no like set price.
Mm-hmm. Are there many people who just stay because, one, it seems like too much of a hassle, and also because they are worried about how much it's going to cost, so they don't even bother?
Yeah, and I've heard people say it's cheaper to keep her, or it's cheaper to keep him, you know? And it's like, well, again, that's a personal decision, but I mean, I don't think there's any money in the world that would keep me in a place where I'm not loved.
And respected, too. Doesn't respect play into that, too?
Big time. Well, yeah. If you don't respect someone, you don't love them.
Right.
You know?
Right. And then it's like respect for yourself, too, to make the decision to move on.
Right.
You know, and know there's something else out
don't
there.
Don't sell yourself short. Maybe Mr. Right is out there, yeah. You know, and you're just kind of like scared. And I get it, you know. I would be scared, too. You know, you're scared to move on. But, you know, sometimes the unknown is better than what you already have. Yes. You know, there might be something better waiting. And let's be positive. Let's not think like, oh, you know, it's the end for me. Like, no, it's probably the beginning. You could look at it, you know, two ways. It's the end of something, but the beginning of something better, mm-hmm. right? So. Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Gina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. You can give us a call, 312-981-7200, if you have any questions or comments for Gina. We also have some texters who are chiming in as well. From the 708, have things improved in Illinois regarding child support? My wife got very little from her ex. By the time they pushed him, it was for an amount that was unrealistic, but what had been in the initial arrangement years prior. One second. If when he started getting his garnished garnished wages immediately, his current wife made him put through an appeal. The honest ones seem to suffer the most in these situations.
You know, and that's very common. You know, unfortunately, when it comes to child support, when you have, you know, the person that's being child supported, that's, you know, using the system to their advantage, whether it's like not working because they don't want to pay child support, or, you know, working with a fake social or a fake ID, not because they don't want to pay child support. And if you don't have an actual private lawyer, you're going through the state, because here in Illinois, you can have the state's attorney help you collect the child support so they can be your attorney. I mean, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of cases. So like, they're not going to like hire a private investigator or like file motions with the judge to make this person get a job or whatever it may be, right? This is why, again, you got to have your own lawyer. It just depends. What do you want? How important is it to you? Do you know if this person is actually going to listen to a judge? Because, you know, we've had cases where we've gotten people locked up for not paying child support, and, you know, they find the money to bail out real quick.
Right.
But they can't pay their child support. So, you know, the laws are getting a little bit better. Like now, you know, it's kind of like compromise between what both parents make. Before it was a statutory amount.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a compromise of what both parents make, but it's not retroactive. So if you already had a pre-existing child support case based on the old guidelines, that's kind of how it stays.
It will maintain that?
It will maintain that. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, child support is one of those things that will it ever get better? I mean, I don't know. It depends on the person. Are they going to step up and be responsible for the child they help create?
Well, and it's interesting, too, because my friend, when her income changed by a small amount, like she got a raise of like $1,500, and then, but it cost her, she lost $1,000 a month in child support, which I was like, what?
Yeah.
It's sort of this interesting scale. So we're here to help you through this. If you or someone you know needs some legal advice, we encourage you to visit redefinefam.com, and we are hanging out with Gina Diaz right now. She's taking your calls and texts if you have any questions or comments. 312-981-7200. More in a moment with Gina when we return on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis, 720 WGN. Are you or someone you know going through a divorce? Are you trying to establish parental rights? Maybe settling financial obligations? You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and joining us is Gina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. You can visit RethinkFam.com for more information if you need an attorney or need advice. And listeners are calling in and texting with some comments and questions. I know that Kevin wanted to join us. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Ms. Vasquez, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Do you want to introduce me to Gina? Yes, go ahead. And Andre Darlis. Yes. Yes.
Hey, Andre, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Okay. It's really terrible. I came home about 2 months ago, and the wife's in bed with the neighbor. Now, my wife she works in the emergency room. She works as a an operating assistant. She makes more money than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm told I'm going to have to pay her support.
Uh-oh.
I don't mind paying for my boys. I love my boys. My wife is a better mother than I am a father because I work. And I'm not there as much as she is. Because she's got her set, you know, she's got her hours set up and everything, but it doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I have to say, when you find out that something like this, I mean, you must see so many instances like this, Gina.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, in Illinois, it's a no-fault state. So, you know, that's not really like, you can't say, well, I'm getting divorced because I, you know, found my wife cheating on me. If you're still, I mean, you can get divorced because of that, but that's not a reason. It'd still be like irreconcilable differences or, you know.
Unconscious uncoupling.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter whose fault it was?
Not really. I mean, unless like, you know, we're talking about fraud or something like, you know, major. Not really. And I get what you're saying, and it is, it sucks. I've had plenty of situations in like yours. Unless you can prove that she actually lives with somebody else or has moved on in, you know, as far as living with somebody else.
She's with him in my house.
Well, then you shouldn't
have. I still have 5 years worth of payments to make. I'm sorry. I'm lost. I don't know it just seems completely unreasonable to me.
If he's living in your house with her now, then
nobody's going to prove it. He just ends every night there, but he has another, you know,
property
next door. Yeah.
Well, do you have a lawyer?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you that. Okay, so then you should talk to your lawyer, definitely. Like, I don't want to overstep any advice he's giving you. So, like, you know, whatever your lawyer tells you.
No, she is. Okay. I was told by everybody I know, get a woman because they will not buy the crocodile tears when she starts crying about how I was bad to her or something.
Right. Well, there's things that can be done to prove that he's basically living there. You know, I don't want to, like, again, I don't want to say something that would contradict the legal advice you're already getting because they know your case better than I do. But there are things that, you know, they can't just, she can't just say, no, I'm not living with him so that you can be basically supporting them. That's kind of unfair. And that sucks. And I'm sorry you're in that situation. But there are other ways to prove that, you know, he pretty much lives there. If he sleeps there every night and he, like, eats there and has lunch and showers there and has clothes there, he's living there.
Yeah, but how do you prove that?
What has your attorney said about trying to prove that? I mean,
he says it's a snowball chance. I'm sorry. He says it's a snowball chance in heck because the guy lives next door.
Right.
So if he's visiting, you know, he walks over next door and, you know, hey, how you doing?
What a messed up soap opera you've got going on, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's one of those where you just go, I can't believe it.
That
really sucks.
So the other thing was that your wife makes more than you do, but you're paying a lot in support. That's another concern that you have?
Well, that's what they're telling me I'm going to have to do. We're starting the divorce, but they're telling me I'm going to have to pay her to live in my house, pay off my house, take care of you.
Who's telling you that? Their attorney?
The lawyer. The lawyer says, be prepared for this.
Your lawyer or her lawyer?
My lawyer.
Why would you have to pay for it if she's working? There is no maintenance in this situation if you're both working. And especially if she makes more, maybe it should be the other way around. She probably has to pay you.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But they said the courts in Illinois are not that way. Because she's going to go in and she's going to cry. And she's going to be very upset. And the judge is going to...
No, it sounds to me like you have a very old-fashioned lawyer that still believes that it works that way. That is not correct. The law is the law, you know, regardless.
Oh, wonderful.
You can cry all you want, but the law is the law.
So, Kevin, you might want to have a conversation with your attorney and see if you can reassess that relationship you have with her.
Yeah.
And see if she wants to update her understanding of what's going on in the state of Illinois.
Right.
And other than that, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, Kevin. Yeah, sorry.
I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate you. And I think I'm going to have to get another attorney.
Yeah, well, first have a conversation, Kevin. You know, yeah. Let someone know why you're disappointed in their work, that you...
Right.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. Good luck with that. Sorry you're going through this. And for anybody, I think that a lot of people have gotten this idea that the laws, and maybe they did for a long time, that everyone's going to be on the side of the mom. And I hope that we're at the point where we can listen to each other's stories and hear what's going on in our friends' lives. From the 331, I'm a dad with full custody. My ex lives in Valparaiso, Indiana. The judge ordered her to pay half of costs associated with child care, and she hasn't paid a cent. She's a stay-at-home mom with three younger kids, but she somehow has money to pay a lawyer to try and get custody back. Now I'm paying for more legal fees for an exercise in futility.
Wow. Wow. Well, first of all, the minute that she didn't do what she wasn't supposed to do, you should have taken her back to court and filed, you know, what we call rule to show cause as to why you're disobeying a judicial order. Now, you can use that in your defense if she's trying to get custody now. You can use that in your defense that she didn't even do what she was supposed to do back then. How's she going to do it now? And if you were already granted custody, which is now called parental responsibility, there has to be a substantial change in your circumstance for her to try and get it, meaning like, you're not taking care of your kids. You're not, you know, doing, you know, the responsible thing for your kids. Other than that, why would we change custody, or why would the court award custody to her when they're used to you? Like, that's disrupting the kid's life. And that's something that the courts really look at, you know. Mm-hmm. It's what's in the best interest of the child. It doesn't matter if the mom wants to cry or if the dad wants to cry or, you know, whatever. But what's in the best interest of the child? And it doesn't seem like it's in the best interest of the child to change custody all of a sudden because now mom decides she can take care of her kids.
That makes sense. Yeah, because they have a routine too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
how much have you seen change in your work when it comes to online activity? Whether it's people having affairs, striking up relationships with people. I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It has an impact. Yeah. I wish that, I mean, that's definitely a genie we can't put back in the bottle.
Right.
And it's been good in so many ways, but it has an impact where people start seeing, they have FOMO when it comes to relationships, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I've had cases where, like, well, it's not cheating because it was just online. And the other person's like, well, you know, you were having a virtual relationship, you know, like, or, you know, I don't have any money. I can't go here. But they forget that while they were, you know, in San Lucas, they were posting pictures of, you know, on vacation with, you know, popping bottles or doing things that, you know, but they can't pay their child support. So, like, online nowadays... Be very careful. I always say, like, be very careful. Like, you don't know who's going to look at it. You don't know, you know, how they're going to find out. Like, you think you, just because you have it blocked, there's ways to get in. Right. So, like, and there's nothing that makes judges more mad than for you to lie to them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, don't lie to it. Don't tell a judge that you can't afford to pay something because you don't have a job. And then here comes the other side with proof that you were just in Vegas. You know, like, come on.
Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real.
We're talking to Gina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. You can go to rethinkfam.com and find out more about how her team at Diaz Case Law can help you out. And I know that you sit down with folks and are very honest with them. It's an important process that some people really have no other way around, except, you know, they've been told, I want out of this marriage, or someone's coming back at them with the sort of restrictions on what it means to have the kids. I know people who will call the police on each other. Two of the parents, two different couples in Griffin's class, have resorted to calling the police on each other.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and who does that hurt?
Yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Well, the only people that hurts is the kids, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to what Michael and I did a 3-hour show on when it's not okay to call the police. And you know what? Being angry at your ex does not make it okay to call the police.
Nope.
And then what does it do to the kids to see the cops come to the door, their squad cars outside, or the dad? I know that one of the dads was had the police call them then too. And here the kids are, and they're watching their dad be taken away by the police department.
That's traumatic.
So it
is. Very traumatic. Yeah.
So just, I don't know. We're trying to help everyone find a reasonable way. Let's talk about this when we come back, about how to keep it from getting ugly like that. More after this on 720 WGN. If you have any questions or comments, you can call or text at 312-981-7200. The laws in in Illinois are constantly changing in ways that might affect your family, maybe your divorce or your parental rights. And we are talking to Gina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. You can go to rethinkfam.com for more information about the work they do with Diaz Case Law. Andrea and I were talking to Gina about some of the listeners that have been calling and texting. And I know that some people might hang back. They might not be ready to have a conversation, whether it's something they're in the middle of, or maybe they're thinking about filing for divorce or separation. And I want to let you know that Gina is going to be joining us on Monday evenings at the same time, every Monday at 7:30, to have these conversations, because it is something that I'm noticing a trend of viciousness that people seem to be stuck in when it goes comes down to figuring out the financial part, of course. It is so ugly when it comes to the kids, though. They use the kids as these bargaining chips, and it seems like they kind of lose focus of, you know, what's important for their children, don't they?
Yeah, and it's pretty sad. You know, we've had cases where, you know, people, they're just so angry that they want to fight about everything. Like, oh, you know, my wife was 5 minutes late picking up, you know, my son, so let's go to court and file a motion so the judge doesn't let her see him anymore. Well, 5 minutes, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen in 5 minutes. Traffic, you know, like, you don't go to court to file a motion for someone being late 5 minutes.
Right.
And but there, you know, there's lawyers that are probably going to be like, okay, you know, let's go file a motion because, hey, I'm getting paid by the hour.
Right.
So, fine, you want to fight about it? Let's fight about it. I'm going to be in your corner. I'm going to be angry, too. She shouldn't have been 5 minutes late. No, we don't do that at Diaz Case Law. At Diaz Case Law, we're like, you know what? You really want to spend that kind of money and you want the judge to dislike you, because that's exactly what's going to happen, because the judge is going to be like, counsel, you're kidding me, right?
Right.
And we're going to be like, well, Your Honor, my client wanted to do it. And then
all the time that's wasted.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, like, you're going to get the same outcome that we told you from the beginning, which is the judge is going to say that's ridiculous. And no, I'm not going to, like, stop her from seeing the kids because she was 5 minutes late. And now you got a really high bill for the time that we spent, yeah, drafting it, filing it, and arguing it. So who are we really helping? We're just making the situation worse if we listen to you when we know that it's unreasonable. Mm-hmm. So not only are we your lawyers, but we're kind of like your counselors too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're kind of like the reason behind it, because we understand you're angry, you want to get her, you want to get him. But we have to, like, think about what's in your best interest in the long run. And definitely spending money that you shouldn't be spending, that could go towards your kid, could go towards, you know, your new life, because the ending of this is only going to create the beginning of something else. Why are we going to waste it on motions that are not worth it? And the judge, more than anything, the judge is really going to dislike you.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you don't want to build up that animosity, not just with the judge, but also with your kids and with the person that you have to continue, right, this relationship for the rest of your lives.
Really.
This isn't, you know, everything feels immediate. It feels right now. You've got your kids, the rest of school. You've got when they get married, when they have kids. You're always going to be in each other's lives. So the best, you know, way to make sure that goes smoothly is to not disrupt that so significantly at the beginning, I would think, in this legal process. From sure. From the 708, I've been married 16 years. My husband has outrageous charge card debt, maybe like $60,000 that I know of, and I do not know what he's using them for. Can he go take out a loan on his own without my signature? My name is not on any of the credit cards. But she might be on the hook for anything.
Well, if we're talking about like separation or divorce, absolutely, it's marital debt. And unfortunately, she's going to be in the hook for it as well. Mm-hmm. But can he take out a loan just in his name? Absolutely. He certainly can. But again, like I said, you guys, if you're legally married and like tomorrow you decide you might get divorced, you're still going to be in the hook of it because it's marital debt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for better or for worse, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
This is for worse part.
Yeah. I mean, you must find situations like that too, where, I mean, and I will use my own family as an example. My father was addicted to gambling, and he would take credit cards out and put my name. He took out credit cards in my name.
Oh wow, that's real addiction.
I'm totally fine, Andrea. Yeah, But I mean, there are people who don't even realize what their, you know, what their spouse is doing, what, and even people don't even know what they're going through. They might even be in a crisis and be lashing out in a relationship, you know? So it's one of those things where you get, take a step back for a minute.
And definitely talk, you know? Yes. Because you can't, this is what usually leads to the breakdown of a marriage, right? The lack of communication. Because maybe it's not his debt. Maybe, you know, someone stole his identity. I mean, I know it's far-fetched, but it is possible. You know, you just don't know. So if you don't communicate with that person, then, you know, you're going to end up in my office trying to get a divorce. And even though we do this for a living, that's not what we want. You know, if we can help you reconcile, that's, you know, that's what we want. We want you to be happy. And communication is the key. It's usually the number one reason why people start drifting apart, the lack of communication.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt about it. And so, to start the communication, if you are interested or if you have questions, you can go to rethinkfam.com. We're talking about rethinking families and what that means, because it's constantly changing what we imagine. I mean, we grew up, we knew some people who had stepmoms or they had step siblings, but it's getting even more complicated than that, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, you know, now we have, like, you know, same sex marriages, yay, you know, now, you know, people can get married.
Yes.
Regardless of, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, you can marry whoever you want. And, you know, we have marriages where there's two dads and not a mom, or there's two moms and not a dad, or there's four, you know, parents involved. You got the mom, the dad, and the other mom and the other dad, or, you know, whatnot. And not necessarily always, you know, we literally have people fighting over pets. You know, it doesn't have to be kids. Nowadays, you know, people love their pets just as much as, you know, before I had a dog, I used to be like, how can you mean you love a dog the same way you would love your child? I used to get offended. Right. Now that I have a dog, I'm like, oh my God, I love my baby.
You know? Yeah, right.
So I get it, you know, and people literally, like, I've had cases where there's been a fight over the custody of the pet.
Sure.
So the family dynamic is definitely changing. And again, you need somebody that knows that is up to date with it, and that understands the laws that affect it.
It's been great talking to you. I look forward to having these conversations on Monday nights with you. Everyone go to rethinkfam.com. We are redefining today's families and rethinking that. So go to rethinkfam.com. You can check in with Gina Diaz of Diaz Case Law. I do love her name, Georgina. I feel like calling you Georgina. Do you not like your name, Georgina?
I feel like it's too many syllables.
Oh,
like Gina's just kind of like
Georgina.
Quick.
Right, yeah, like Gina.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't mind Georgina. I just want to save people some saliva. Right.
Goals in life. Yeah, again. Everyone can save saliva by just typing rethinkfam.com. I love it. Thank you so much, Gina. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, for sure.
Thanks, so Gina. Lovely to have you in studio. More when we come back on 720 WGN.